Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
So last week, you will recall, I sort of combined politics with the arts, at least the diminishing number of them supported by our new administration. Kennedy Center, of course, is being dismembered in a way, with our country's president also making himself the center's chairman, even though he confessed to never seeing shows there, but claiming, quote, they're terrible. Okay. Is it possible that instead of its annual honors for the great artists of our times, there will only be one honoree this year? And guess who? Stay tuned. Also happening, the National Endowment for the Arts is telling arts groups not to use federal funds to promote, quote, diversity, equity, and inclusion, or gender ideology, in ways that run afoul of President Trump's executive orders. Huh, that caused some confusion and concern. Well, maybe it's seen as preventive protection, but it could also be seen as fear. Well, we'll keep an eye on all that. Now, as for our stages, the Broadway buzz is strong and the numbers look good. If familiar, top shows this past week, Wicked, Great Gatsby, Lion King, MJ, Hamilton, Aladdin, Harry Potter, The Outsiders, Hell's Kitchen, and Moulin Rouge. I continue to be surprised by Gatsby, even though I was one of the few critics, or maybe because I was one of the few critics who did not dismiss it. It's a big show. It has lost its first leading man, Jeremy Jordan, and there's another Gatsby on the way from Boston. Anyway, this is a tourist pleaser, no doubt. The good news for Romeo plus Juliet, that's the teen-ish version of the classic love story, has recouped its $7 million cost. That's something. The new show of note that has opened is called Redwood, which features Idina Menzel, who, of course, is well-known from Wicked and other shows. This one began, as I've mentioned before, out west at the La Jolla Playhouse. And I'm pleased to see that English, which I reviewed here a few weeks back, continues. It's a roundabout production that deals with language and identity. As a reminder, it takes place inside a classroom in Iraq. It's funny, touching, and thought-provoking. Closing day for that now is March 2nd. Another show, this one a musical, also deals with heritage and language in a way, that being Buena Vista Social Club, which starts this week after a hugely successful run at the Off-Broadway Atlantic. Buena Vista Social Club, of course, is based on the documentary, which in turn was based on an album. The music of Havana is intoxicating. On a personal note, I saw the original doc when it opened, and as I left the theater, I remember saying to my friend, God, I think for the first time I'm interested in going to Cuba. I literally came home, checked my email, and had an invitation from the Writers Guild for its first ever trip to Cuba. Well, I guess sometimes we do get what we wish for. And now many are wishing for seats for the big play. Big plays coming, like Othello with Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal. That one is selling, well, $800 average price for a seat. I'm also looking forward to Purpose by Brandon Jacob Jenkins. He's the man behind Appropriate. That one is being directed by Felicia Rashad. Then there is A Picture of Dorian Gray, a one-woman show starring Sarah Snook of Succession fame, Glengarry Glen Ross starring Kieran Culkin, also of Succession fame and other things. Then there is Boop, as in Betty, that's coming. Smash, based on that TV series. Good Night, Good Luck with George Clooney as Edward R. Murrow. The Last 5 Years, an oldie but goodie from Jason Robert Brown. John Proctor is the villain, a new take, obviously, on The Crucible and those witches in Salem. That seems to be a bit of a trend, by the way, making a side character a future star. You'll recall last week I talked about Mrs. Lohman and what she did after Willie passed away. Finally, the Sondheim Love Fest continues with Old Friends, starring Bernadette Peters and Lea Salonga. That's premiering now in Los Angeles, coming to New York soon. London is sending us Stranger Things. That's not a judgment. It's the name of the show. A popular production, which is a sequel, I believe, to the TV series. Either a sequel or a prequel to the TV series. That's now back our way and rehearsing on Broadway. Also coming are Real Women Have Curves, based on a film, Pirates the Penzance musical, which features David Hyde Pierce, that's always fun, Dead Outlaw, a popular off-Broadway piece, Heading Uptown, and of course there's Just in Time, the Bobby Darin story featuring Jonathan Groff. So if that's not a lot to look forward to, I don't know what is. Off-Broadway, of course, continues. For example, the Classic Stage Company, one of my favorites, will soon present Wine in the Wilderness by Alice Childress, directed by Tony Award winner LaShawns in her New York directorial debut. LaShawns is one of our best performers, so this is a big deal for her. Meanwhile, the Theater for a New Audience in Brooklyn is premiering a new take on Shakespeare's Richard IV, which will have you in your seats almost 4 hours. This one is adapted and enacted by the great Bard scholar Dakin Matthews. And New York is experiencing a blast of Chekhov. The Cherry Orchard is coming to St. Anne's Warehouse next month, along with Vanya, an adaptation of Uncle Vanya, starring Andrew Scott. Yes, he plays every role. That one-man show won last year's Olivier Award. And speaking of Brits, the new musical Operation Mincemeat, which took the West End by storm in 2023, is coming to Broadway. It's in rehearsals now, I believe, starring the original London cast. Yes, it's playing at the John Golden Theatre. I recently watched the movie about that World War II incident, combination of farce and thriller. To change gears now, the big event of this past week, let's admit, had to be the 50th anniversary of Saturday Night Live. The TV show celebrating the 50 years ran more than 3 hours, and I think you can say had the most star-studded audience in history. Some complete surprises. Kevin Costner, really? Many were former hosts over the years. With My Theater Eye, I focus somewhat on those who have graced our stages or began in theater. Adam Driver, for example, was there, and I saw him in an off-Broadway show this past season, playing a guitar-picking star. I have seen Colin Quinn do a one-man stage show at some point after his SNL years. I recently saw Anna Gasteyer alongside Sutton Foster in Once Upon a Mattress. Rachel Dratch was in POTUS about the women of the White House. One of the memorable numbers of the SNL show featured John Mulaney and Lin-Manuel Miranda performing a sketch that featured songs from Les Mis, Hamilton, and The Lion King. And they, of course, were a big part of the all-in comedy about love. That's what it was called, all-in comedy about love on Broadway that just had a sold-out run. Nobody could get a ticket to that. Anyway, Tom Hanks, one of the TV show's key figures, did a Broadway show years back, and I saw him do a great Falstaff in Los Angeles. Nathan Lane, Billy Crystal, Paul Rudd, they showed up for the SNL thing. Even Meryl Streep showed up, all doing hilarious brave turns, and all with much theater cred behind them. So thanks, say, SNL, for 50 years of service and for giving jobs to so many who hone their talents the right way. Whew. And I'll see you here next week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.